Numbers chapter 9. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 9, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at its appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at evening, you shall keep it in its appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, you shall keep it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. So that really was Moses' job all along. He was God's mouthpiece. God spoke to him, and then he told the children of Israel what God said, passed on the commands, the warnings, the blessings, which is what a preacher is supposed to do, and nothing more. Just be that spokesperson for God on behalf of people. 5. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. So at this point in time, they're obeying, and things are going well. 6. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. So they were concerned. You know, we're not in a condition. We're not acceptable at this point to keep the Passover. So they came to Moses. 7. And those men said to him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we to keep back that we may not offer the offering of the Lord in its appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said to them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. So this was a situation that had not been faced previously, and Moses wants God's mind on this. He wants instructions from God. So we see that some people had this problem, and it didn't seem to have any answer, and they wanted to obey God and observe the Passover, but because of their desire to obey God, they couldn't keep the Passover because they were unclean. And Moses, being the spiritual leader that he was, took the problem to the Lord. And that's what a wise spiritual leader will do. A wise spiritual leader will speak to the Lord on behalf of the people, and he will also speak to the people on behalf of the Lord. All a wise spiritual leader is, or will be, is a go-between between the people and God. 9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, So God answered him, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean. In other words, this is for generations, not just for your present situation. That's one thing about the Word of God. Its principles, its commands are timeless. So, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey far off, yet he shall keep the Passover to the Lord. So this is for people who are right with God and would want to keep the Passover, but can't. They're not in a position ceremonially because they're unclean, or maybe they're out of town where it's impossible to keep the Passover. This is what you can do. 11, the 14th day of the second month that evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. In other words, put it off for a month. God is being very gracious here. He's flexible at certain times. 12, they shall leave none of it to the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover. They shall keep it. So they can keep it in the second month instead of the first month, exactly 1 month later. But they got to do it right. 13. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in its appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover to the Lord according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land. So here we see that God is rich in mercy. If someone decided not to observe the Passover, if they just arbitrarily said, I don't want to do it, well, they were likely put to death. But God said if someone is unclean, out of town, out of the country, they could observe it on the second month. You know, we should be sobered by the fact that God will not allow his mercy to be stomped on. He will not be taken advantage of. He will not be abused in that manner. He won't allow people to abuse his mercy with willful sin. They're just indifferent. I don't want to do things God's way. And so I'm not. And God will understand. No, he will not understand. Not without giving you a good whooping. 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then, and I turn my page and my fingers get stuck. Then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. So it all depended on what that cloud did. And that cloud, of course, was the visible presence of God. 20. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from evening to morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. So it appears as if God was really testing them to see if they would follow him. God was in control. He was navigating. 22. Or whether in 2 days or a month or a year that cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. God is teaching them obedience. God is teaching them that his leading in their lives is the important thing. And what a privileged people the Israelites were, don't you think? God himself directing their steps with his visible presence? How great would that be? I love that. Man, if God appeared to me in a form of a cloud, I would love it. Of course, you know, he is doing the same thing today in a spiritual way. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, and he doesn't lead us by his visible presence today as he did with the Israelites, and that would be neat. But he does lead us inwardly by the Holy Spirit. You know, the Israelites did not have the Spirit of God in them individually like we have. So we have the Holy Spirit in us. And as we walk with Jesus in obedience and fellowship with him, we can be assured that he's guiding us. The steps of a righteous person are ordained by God. You walk in obedience to Jesus, you stay in fellowship with him, you'll have the assurance that God is leading us. There'll be a still, small voice that say, go this way, go that way. And not an audible voice, but you get the directing of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will what? He will direct your steps. That's promise. He'll do it. You trust him. You live for him. You trust him. He'll guide you.